Talk Shoes.
Recorded live.
Welcome. My name is Brenda Lyonoff. And today, our guest today is Julie Schiffman. I'm really excited about having Julie on. And I'll just give you some information about Julie Schiffman. She is a MSW, internationally recognized as an expert EFT, which is Emotional Freedom Techniques, practitioner who's been practicing for over 20 years. Julie worked at Dr. McCullough's Center for Natural Health as his chief EFT practitioner for over 15 years, and with over 20 years of experience as his chief EFT practitioner, with over 20 years of experience, Julie has worked with thousands of people by helping them break through subconscious patterns, which are keeping them stuck physically and emotionally. Julie's trained in various healing modalities, but has developed an affinity and expertise in emotional freedom technique, or EFT tapping, to help others identify core issues and release the holding patterns so they can heal from pain, dis-ease, weight issues, phobias, and other emotional and physical stressors. Julie's been honored to be a feature presenter for the annual Tapping World Summit, yearly since its inception in 2008. She has presented for many other health-related summits as well. Julie has many featured interviews and tapping-related videos at YouTube.com, which has been viewed by millions of people seeking to improve their emotional and physical health. So welcome, Julie.
Thank you, Brenda, for having me. Happy to have this conversation today.
I know. It's been a long time coming, and we made it happen. So I'm very happy that you're able to make it on. So, yeah, thank you. So, Julie, before we begin, there's just so many things I do want to ask. But what is your story, like your background as to EFT and can you sort of start from that point in your life as to EFT? What even drew you to this emotional freedom technique?
Sure. So I have my master's degree in social work, as you said, and I was actually working in a high school. I was working with students. I was a school social worker. And that was probably like in 94, 95, something like that. And a few years prior, my dad had died of colon cancer. And this will sort of wrap up together. You'll see how this story goes. But so my dad had colon cancer, and I don't think I really dealt with that effectively, and I didn't really get any help with that. I didn't know about energy work at that time. And I had been doing social work, and I started getting panic attacks, horrible, horrible panic attacks. And they were, like, debilitating because I'd be with a student, and suddenly I would, you know, panicking. And they were showing up in just all, you know, different areas in my life. And I started going to therapy, regular therapy, talk therapy. And one of my best friends at the time, someone who I went to college with, and he went to chiropractic school, Dr. Darren Weissman, and many people might know of him because later than this, he developed his own technique called the Lifeline Technique, but that's a different story. So he said, why aren't you coming to see me about these panic attacks? And I was like, well, why would I come to see you? You're a chiropractor. Why would I do that? And he said, no, you need to come and see me. And he said, I can help you with this. And I'd never even been to a chiropractor before, so I didn't even really know what they did. But I was like, all right, I'll come to you. And so I did. And he didn't even really do chiropractic in the sense of, you know, cracking, back cracking, that sort of thing. But he did sort of some weird things. And it wasn't tapping. It wasn't EFT. But it was definitely energy work. He did some other modalities. And I mean, honest to God, within a couple weeks, these panic attacks were totally resolved. And I was like, this is unbelievable. You know, I just couldn't even believe it. And other things came up for me as well. And I would keep going back to him and they would keep being resolved. And I was just absolutely shocked. And I'm like, you know what? I need to learn this. Like, I'm not going to chiropractic school, but I need to learn what this is that you're doing because you're clearly working with energy in my body and I don't get it. I don't understand it, but I had this huge calling to it. And so I said, if you know of anyone who's training in these sort of things, please send me, you know, send me the information. And so he knew Dr. McCullough, if anyone is not familiar with him. He has the largest holistic website in the world, I think. And he knew him. And he said, you know what, he's looking for someone to come into his office and do therapy and, you know, and teach people about something or other. And I was like, all right, I've actually never even heard of him before. And I said, okay, you know, I'll meet him. And I had been on maternity leave because I had my second child at that time. I just had a baby and I was off for a little bit. And so I went to meet Dr. Mercola, and he said, you know what, this is what's missing from my practice. He said, you know, I can talk to people about what foods to eat and what not to eat and what vitamins and supplements and, you know, all sorts of things, you know, teaching people about different lifestyle to be healthy. He said, but I know the one thing that's missing from my practice, and that is dealing with people's underlying emotional stressors. So he said, I want you to come work for me. And I'm going to send you to the people, you know, who can help train you and teach you this and all of that. And I was like, all right, this sounds so weird, but it sounds pretty incredible. And so I quit my job at the school, which at the time my husband couldn't even believe it because it was a great school with great salary. And here I was leaving to do something totally different. And I said, this is what I'm called to do. So I started working for Dr. Mercola, and he said, there's this technique called the emotional freedom technique, tapping. Gary Craig you know, created this technique. And so I'm going to send you to go and work with him and whatever. And he did. And so I learned tapping that way, and I was very fortunate, and I thought it was the weirdest thing I had ever seen in my life. But then I came back to the office after I had learned all of this, and I started using it on clients. And one after another, I couldn't believe what I was seeing, that all these people who had physical problems or autoimmune issues or arthritis or, you know, knee pain or shoulder pain or whatever it was, people were just getting better, like, so quickly. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. So that's really how I got started with EFT.
Wow. And I love Dr. Mercola. I've been following him for years. And the fact that you get to work with him, that's exciting. And Gary Craig, oh, my goodness. Wow.
It was exciting. How, it was.
Yeah, that is. What a wonderful beginning to start off with this practice. So,
well, it really was, because I didn't even know what it was, you know, so that's why it was so amazing. I mean, you never know what you're going to fall into, and I just took a gamble on it, and it was amazing. But go ahead. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Well, that was like 15 years ago, so not many people, including myself, well, I never heard of EFT 15 years ago. It's been less than that. But it's not a lot of information generally on energy work 15 years ago. So that was quite a leap of faith on your part. But I guess you were listening to your intuition just calling you like, I need to do this.
100%. It was actually closer to 20 years ago. And you're right. There was no information about this at all. I didn't even know of it when he told me he was going to send me to Gary Craig to learn it. I had no idea what it was. And when I started, you know, explaining to clients who were coming in through the office, because Dr. Mercola made every single person who came through to see him, they had to go through and see me or someone else who was doing EFT. And, you know, I would explain this and they would look at me like I had three heads. They were like, you've got to be kidding me. They're like, but you know, most people were like, listen, I'll do whatever, you know, I'll tap on whatever you want if it's going to help me. You know, I've tried everything. You know, usually by the time people got to Dr. Mercola's office, they were at their wit's end. They had already tried everything, and so they were willing to do anything. And it was really useful for the majority of people.
Well, I just finished collecting all of my interviews from the Tapping World Summit that just finished up, and I know that you're one of the featured presenters. And every year it just gets better and better and better. I love the energy and the guests and what Nick Ortner's doing. I think it's fabulous. So definitely a really good group of people. And I will put a plug in for that because, has there some great MP3s and scripts that as practitioners for anything that you work with as a practitioner is extremely valuable. Now, you are also an emotion code and body code practitioner. So how does that work with EFT?
Oh, I use all of it in all of my sessions. They complement each other really, really well. And so for people who already use, you know, motion code, body code, or other modalities, the emotion code, for the most part at this point, I just use body code. As we know, you know, emotion code is part of body code. But the muscle testing, you know, is so priceless, I think, and incredibly useful in the whole process. And so I might even start with body code and see what comes up, and check the ages on it. And then I'll, you know, ask somebody, well, you know, what was going on at 15, or what was going on in your house around age 3 or 22, or, you know, whatever. And typically, not always, but typically someone can put a memory with it. And even though I think emotion code, body code is excellent, obviously, I've been doing that for at least, I think, 15 years. I think I started that in maybe 10 years I've been doing it, or something like that, when it first came out. But anyway, I will go into, you know, if a memory comes up and it's pretty intense, I will go into tapping with that, where we can just really pick it apart, you know, and not just the trapped emotions, but let's really pick apart the memory and, you know, what you saw, what you heard, what was going on around you, what was said to you, you know, all of those things. And so I really feel like it really just gets in there, you know, between both of those modalities. It's pretty amazing, the healing that can happen on the really, really deepest of levels.
I totally agree. And what I love about EFT is that it's so easy, and yet, and it's so simple that people may not realize the value of it, because it is so simple. And sometimes the most simplest things are most effective.
Right.
So, Julie, I know you had some health issues. Do you mind telling us some what occurred for you and how you healed, what your journey was on that?
Absolutely. So, as I mentioned earlier, my dad had colon cancer, and he died in 1990. And in around 2004, something like that, so I was already doing this work. I don't think I was doing emotion code yet, or body code, but I was doing EFT. I was well into that. And I was talking to a friend about colonoscopies. I don't even know how it came up. And she said, you know, you really should get a colonoscopy since your dad had colon cancer. And I'm like, no, they told me I can wait until I'm 40 to get that. And I think I was about 34, 35, something like that. And she's like, no, you should just get it done. And this went on and on for weeks. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get the colonoscopy just so that you don't talk to me about this anymore, because it's so crazy. So I went to a doctor and he said, you know what? You're so young. You don't have to do this yet. I had no symptoms of anything. And I said, you know what? Let's just get it done. It'll just make me feel better. You know, let's just take a look and see. I'm sure everything's fine, but then I can just get a baseline and then I'll come back again in 5 years. So I went in to get this procedure done, the colonoscopy, and lo and behold, I had a tumor. I had a tumor that was resting between my cecum and my appendix. And it was cancerous. It was malignant. And I was so not expecting that. And what this doctor said to me, which I'll never forget, was, your father just saved your life, because I had zero symptoms. And, you know, of course, you know, he said, you know, if you didn't catch this within, you know, 2 years, it very well could have metastasized. You wouldn't have even known the difference. So that was just a huge blessing in and of itself. But so here I was, you know, helping people on a really deep level emotionally to get better health-wise. And here now my own journey was started with this, because I come from a very traditional background of, you know, if there's a problem, you go to a medical doctor, and, you know, if you need surgery, you get it removed and you take medication, all of those things. And there's nothing wrong with any of that. That's just what I learned. But then, you know, I learned all this other stuff about energy work and how important the role of emotions, how important that role is in, you know, in healing. And so I was really at this point of not really knowing what to do, because the doctors were saying, you got to get this out and you got to have part of your colon removed. Basically, you need a resection. And then I've got this other part of me and my holistic friends and healers who are like, don't get the surgery. We can help to heal this on a holistic level. And And I was really confused. You know, I really just didn't know what to do. And part of me was saying, okay, I can do this holistically and I can deal with it emotionally and just dive deep on this and, you know, get through the emotions. And, you know, but then there was this other part of me that was like, you know, I've got three really young kids. My youngest, I think, was either two or three. And my oldest was, I think, seven. So, you know, I had to trust myself. Had a lot of conversations with my family and my husband, and you know, it was actually a really hard decision. And at the end of it, I did actually decide to get the surgery. I had the least amount out that I could, you know, possibly get, and so I did have a resection with my colon. I had my appendix out as well. And but I also, on the other hand, like I said, I really dove in deep to get to the underlying emotions, to what caused it to begin with. And I was very lucky in that, you know, they caught it early enough and I did just a boatload of emotional healing. And so I did not have to do, I didn't have to do any radiation or chemotherapy or anything like that, thankfully. And so it really was like a blip for me. You know, I went in and I mean, I did a lot of prep work ahead of time emotionally, a lot of prep work emotionally before I went in. And, It was really challenging. It was really difficult, but I was like, you know, I'm going to do this. And so I had the surgery and then it was done. It was over. And, you know, I have, thankfully, I go in and I do get a colonoscopy every few years and thankfully it's still been clear. No symptoms or whatever. And it, you know, it really taught me a lot about myself and it taught me a lot about my own health and my own journey and how I deal with things and have handled things in the past. And, you know, I just really needed to heal. And so I was really fortunate that I was, that I knew about EFT, and I had, you know, a team of people holistically who were there to help me through it. But I also was able to take advantage of, Western medicine as well. And I wouldn't have chosen it any other way when I look back at it, because it was just, it was a simple thing. They were able to remove it and then it was done.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow, that is quite the journey. And I have to tell you, Julie, what's interesting is that my mother died of colon cancer, and I think it was mm-hmm. it was approximately the same time.
Wow, wow.
Yeah,
amazing.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, yeah.
And when you get that cancer diagnosis, yeah, it can really, it's hard to shake off. And I know I've been doing recently, I just had some basal cell carcinoma cleared on my nose and mm-hmm. within the last few months. And it does shake you up and you think, hey, I'm doing all this, you know, healing work. Why is this happening? And yeah, I guess there's just no guarantees. Mm-hmm. You just go through what you're doing right now, doing your best and moving
right.
ahead and keep your emotions and clearing them and doing your work mm-hmm. and what you love, and that's all we can do. So,
well, and that's what's so interesting wow. is because, you know, here I was working at Dr. Mercola's Center for Natural Health, and, you know, part of that requirement comes, you know, part of that job comes with really taking care of yourself. You know, you have to look good, you got to feel good, right? You got to play the part of being really healthy. You know, you're helping other people. And so I was eating really well. I was taking care of myself. Here I knew EFT. I was, you know, as I said, I had my own practitioners that I would go to. My friend Darren, you know, he would work on me monthly and just to release stuff and get stuff. And so, you know, the shock of having that when here I thought I was the picture of health, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who know that they are not so healthy or that they don't take care of themselves. And here I was in a place of, it wasn't perfection. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, I mean, I wasn't 100% all the time for sure. But I was probably like a good 80-20, you know, in terms of eating. I was, mm-hmm. you know, I would eat really well and then I'd leave 20% for the other things that I wanted. And it was, I remember being scared to like go into his office and say, yeah, I got cancer, you know, I have a tumor. I was like a little nervous. I didn't know how he was going to react to that. And thankfully, and you know, that was just my own sort of craziness, but you know, of course he was extremely supportive and was like, do whatever you got to do, you know. It really had nothing uh-huh. to do with him, but I do remember that, you know, as you know, and as people who are listening who might be practitioners themselves, you know, sometimes we go through our own health challenges even though we know the things either we're supposed to do uh-huh. or you know, we work on ourselves all the time or we have other people working on us, and the truth is it's all a journey, you know. It doesn't uh-huh. make us you know, what's the word I'm looking for? It doesn't make us, I'm missing the word. It's not like coming into my head.
Right.
But, you know what I mean? It doesn't mean we're not going to get anything. There is
right.
a word. It's just not coming to me.
No, I totally
yeah.
agree with you. And I was going through, like, feeling like a failure somewhat. Like, here I am working with
right.
you know, the people and coaching and, like, what the heck? But I do, you know, obviously believe, too, it's part of the journey. And so when you look back on that time, did you have any revelations, like, at all from this? Or did you just sort of let it go? And, like, what were your thoughts? How did you rationalize that? Or what were your deep thoughts concerning that this was something that was supposed to happen? You can help other people? Or is there anything like that
mm-hmm.
that came to your mind?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, it was so long ago that honestly, I don't entirely remember that. But I do remember it was supposed to be for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think it was partly that I had to heal the relationship that I had with my dad. It wasn't horrible. It wasn't a horrible relationship, but it wasn't a great relationship either, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that was something that I needed to heal. And I think that was part of those panic attacks that I was getting earlier that I wasn't really paying attention to. I mean, I had to pay attention to them. So it just got louder and louder. I probably had a lot of anxiety before that and just didn't really recognize mm-hmm. it or, you know, didn't know what to do with it. So I just ignored it. And we all know when you ignore symptoms, they just get louder and louder and until they scream at you.
Oh.
And, so I really do think part of it was that I had to heal that relationship. Especially since he had passed. And I think I did a pretty good job of that. And I think it was right. It was part of the journey. And it was also, you know, this would help me to help other people because the people would come through and they'd be like, well, what do you know about poor health? You know, what do you know about,
right.
you know, here you are working yeah. at, you know, at this clinic and you're a picture of health. And, you know, what do you know about this? You know, how can you relate? And, I don't think I got it because of that. You know, I don't think so. But it's certainly, it was just all part of the journey for me. And I wouldn't, you know, it worked out well for me, meaning mm-hmm. that, you know, it was pretty easy on the other side of it. It wasn't easy on the emotional level, really working through that stuff, because even after the surgery, I had to continue and, you know, working emotionally on some pretty deep, deep stuff. But I just think I always think that with regardless, even for any of my clients, you know, it's just all part of the journey and we don't always know what that's about. And sometimes you connect the dots later and you're like, oh, you know, now I see how that, how that came up in my life or how that benefited me or what I've learned from that. Nothing shows up for no reason, you know, nothing
yeah.
shows up for no reason at all. And, you know, our bodies really are, they're designed to heal and they're designed to regenerate. And with these tools that we have, you know, of course, food, you know, the food that we eat, the water we drink, you know, the way we live our lives, it's all super important, obviously. but the these tools that we have, EFT, emotion code, body code, Reiki, you know, acupuncture, I mean, the list goes on of energy, you know, energy work, that just is so... They're just unbelievable for what they can do on the deepest of levels. It's like you just can't express that enough, right? When people do this work
yeah.
and you see what comes out of it on the other side, it's so amazing. Just by tapping on your face,
yeah.
by rolling a magnet or putting your hands over someone's body and, you know, here they
yeah.
came in with a pain of like an 8 or a 9 and now they're walking out at a 2 or a 0 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, that's amazing.
It is, and it's so fun. And I know I came
yeah.
out of the corporate world for over 30 years, and it just, my body kept breaking down and breaking down. So I'm really big now about stress and business. And I thought, okay, I didn't have my near-death experience at a corporate to leave it behind and not come back and help entrepreneurs, help corporate. So I thought it'd be really good today, Julie, if we can look at doing some EFT tapping and as to stress and help these entrepreneurs and, you know, practitioners and that are dealing with the stress related to, you know, building their own practices and or whatever, you know, business a person may have, and just to go through maybe a script and just to do some EFT tapping. And prior to that, if you can so go through what that looks like, because we're on the radio, nothing's visual, but mm-hmm. what we would do with the tapping and how that works.
Absolutely. So tapping is a really gentle tapping process, and you just use your fingertips. And so the points that we tap on the side of the hand, which is, so you could take either hand, it doesn't matter which one, but you're tapping on the side of the hand, which is between the pinky bone and the wrist bone, and it's that fleshy part. It's like the fleshy part opposite of your thumb, okay? And so it's a really gentle tap, 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 just like that. And then we move to the top of the head, which is just top and center of the head. It would be like if you went to the tip of each ear and just went to the center or right on top there. And so that's the next point, is the top of the head. And then the next point is over the arch of the eyebrow. Actually, not the arch. It's toward the tip of the eyebrow, toward the nose. So like toward the bridge of the nose. So right over the, you know, that beginning arch over there. So we tap there. And then the next point is the side of the eye, which is just on the bone there, literally on the side of the eye. Don't poke yourself, though. And then the next point is under the eye. So just under the bone there. The next point is under the nose, just above the upper lip. And then the next point is on the chin, which is just below the lower lip, just sort of on the cleft there. And the next point is the collarbone point. And that's not actually on the collarbone, but that's what it's called, the collarbone point or the chest point. So that is, if you were to go to the two knobs in, you know, at the center of your neck, below the Adam's apple, on either side, you would go down about an inch or so and then move out about 2 inches. And so there's like sort of a groove underneath the collarbone there. And that's the point on either side. And you can tap with one hand or you can tap with both hands. I used to teach it with two hands, but you really don't need it. Now I only tap with one hand, but it's whatever your personal preference is. And then the next point is under the arm. And so that's about 3 inches down from the armpit. If you're a woman, it's about nipple line across, but or like mid bra line. And for men, it's literally just, it's a few inches down front, you know, it's like just on the side of the rib cage there. And so whatever's comfortable, you know, whatever's a comfortable point. And I usually add the wrist at the end. So I usually go through a few rounds and then I add the wrist at the end. Not everybody does it that way, but there's a lot of meridians on the inside of the wrist. So I usually tap the inside of the wrist to the inside of the wrist, and it all kind of comes together there. So some people like to end on the top of the head where there is also a lot of meridians. I like the wrist. But, you know, again, personal preference. But if you were to watch some of my videos, you would see that's how I tap. So tell me, Brenda, what do you feel like you want to focus on? What should we do our first tapping round on?
The frustration, I think, for most people is, or lack of faith that they can actually create an income as an entrepreneur, or lack of faith for corporations that they can shift into this new way of business, because I don't believe business is business anymore. Businesses have to shift their way of thinking and include mindfulness to be mm-hmm. really, truly successful in these times. And I look as to where I live specifically, you know, as to that, like we need to change our way that we're doing business. So I think business as entrepreneurs or business as to, you know, corporate, but is being open to a new way of thinking, open to new way of doing business, of where it feeds the mind, you know, body, spirit, and not always just the bottom line, where sometimes we can miss the point. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes corporations mm-hmm. just look at the bottom line, but they're missing it because they're missing the mindfulness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, if someone, I just want to make sure that I understand where you want to go with this. So talk me through an individual who you feel like, you know, because if you want to work with the frustration, is this someone who is frustrated with what? They're frustrated with working in the business environment, or they're frustrated with what part of it?
Well, I'm frustrated about how do I attract clients, you know, and frustration of attracting clients and frustration of, you know, I'm doing all of this work, doing all the right things. The people aren't coming in. I'm fed up.
Okay.
I'm frustrated. And
okay.
I just don't know what to do. It just seems like nothing ever works.
Okay, so you're talking about somebody who is going from the corporate environment who's going into sort of a healing environment is what you're saying, like someone who wants to start doing this work with clients?
Yeah, I think somebody who's just wanting to step out as an entrepreneur and somebody maybe who owns a company and things just aren't working out and they're frustrated. So I think it works quite equally.
Got it. Okay. Okay. So someone who's going off on their own.
Yes.
Okay. Great. So I just needed to clarify that in my mind because, you know, with tapping, as you know, and I'm sure many other people know, but not everybody, is that the more specific you are with tapping, the better. And so scripts like this can be really useful to give you good ideas about where to go and good ideas about what might be, you know, some of the emotions and that sort of things that, you know, that sort of thing that are coming up. But the more specific that you can be with this, you know, in your own world, the better it's going to be and the more you know, the more healing it will be for you. So, we're going to start tapping on the side of the hand, and I'll tell you exactly where to tap. Will you just repeat after me? You'll be my echo?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. So, tapping on the side of the hand, even though I'm feeling frustrated. And even scared. To go out on my own. I'm used to working for somebody else. And now I'm going on my own. And it's a little scary. And I am frustrated. Because I'm not sure how this is going to turn out. I'm not attracting the people that I want to attract. And I need to make a living here. So
it's a little scary.
And definitely frustrating. I accept myself anyway.
And
I am open to the possibilities. Of what's to come. And tap on the top of your head.
I'm feeling frustrated.
And over your eyebrow,
this frustration.
And on the side of your eye, I'm used to working for somebody else. And under your eye. And even though that came with its own set of problems. And under your nose.
I knew what I had to do.
And on your chin. And there was someone else responsible.
For the business.
And tap on the collarbone point.
But this is all on me.
And under your arm. And it's not where I want it to be yet. And on the top of your head.
I'm not attracting enough clients.
And over your eyebrow.
People aren't coming in.
And the side of your eye, and that's scary. And under your eye, and I just don't see how this is going to turn out. And under your nose, and that creates fear. And on your chin, and sometimes I lose faith. And tap on the collarbone point.
I love and accept myself anyway.
And under your arm. And I spend a lot of time worrying about this. And the top of your head. I spend a lot of time being frustrated with this.
I spend a lot of time being frustrated with this.
And over your eyebrow. And that makes it hard to relax about this.
And it makes it hard to relax about this.
And on the side of your eye, it makes it hard to have fun with this.
It makes it hard to have fun with this.
And under your eye, and I became an entrepreneur.
And I became an entrepreneur.
And under your nose, to have my own business.
To have my own business.
And on your chin, to be my own boss.
To be my own boss.
And on your chest, and to have fun.
And to have fun.
And under your arm, and this is taking the fun out.
And this is taking the fun out.
And on the top of your head, I'm open to letting go.
I'm open to letting go.
And over your eyebrow, I'm open to relaxing about this.
I'm open to relaxing about this.
And the side of your eye, I'm creating a space for myself.
I'm creating a space for myself.
And under your eye, to come up with solutions.
To come up with solutions.
And under your nose, to have faith.
To have faith.
And on your chin, that this is, will turn out.
That this will all turn out.
And on your chest. This is all going to turn out.
This is all going to turn out.
It's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
Because that's my intention.
Because that's my intention.
And under your arm, I'm having faith.
And having faith.
I'm having trust.
And having trust.
This will work out okay.
It'll work out okay.
Even if I don't know the outcome.
Even if I don't know the outcome.
Tap your wrists together and say peace.
And say peace.
Yep. And take a big deep breath in. And out. And just see how that feels. I mean, obviously, it's just you and I, Brenda, right now. But, you know, for anybody listening, see how that feels. You know, if emotions came up for you, if there is a lot of fear, a lot of frustration, maybe there's a situation that's going on with somebody else that you're feeling frustrated about, you know, it's important to dive in and, you know, keep tapping on it.
Oh, well, I can tell you right now, I'm just doing some yawning here.
And it's good. Yawning is a good sign. Yeah, yawning
is
a good sign of shifting, right? Of relaxation, yes. It's funny because you probably know this too, but when a lot of times when I'm with clients, especially new ones, and like they just can't stop yawning, they just yawn and yawn and they're, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You know, they keep apologizing. I'm so sorry. I'm just so tired. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. This is the best sign ever. Yawn all you want. It means shifts are happening. It's fabulous.
I think I started yawning when I started doing more EFT years ago. I don't know, it just had happened, and now I'm just yawning all the time.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's kind of crazy when you're on, you know, Zoom or Skype and, you know, you're yawning. It's not the most attractive looking thing, but it's the way that it goes. Hey, you know what I really liked about this script is I liked how you were creating space.
Mm.
I liked the words creating space to allow the imagination and being open to ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm feeling calmer.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking this is a really good script to use in the morning time before you start your day. This
mm-hmm.
is very good.
Yeah, you know, and I love to tell people before you head out and start your day, you know, you could do it either in bed, you could do it in the shower. I think the shower is a great place to do tapping. That's where I'll do a lot of my tapping in the morning because I do set an intention for my day, you know, before I start every day, whether it's a work day with clients or whether it's, you know, Saturday, my day off. I like to set an intention because that, you know, creates the trajectory for where I'm going for the day. But I'll look at what's going on with me in the morning. I had to get up extra early this morning. I had to be up at 5:30 this morning to take my daughter to school for a soccer practice. And I was not so happy about that, but I did it. But my point is that I was super, super tired. And I'm like, I have a big day today. I had a lot of clients today. And I had other stuff going on and I'm like, you know, and so I did a lot of tapping this morning. I did a lot of tapping, you know, because I was like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to make it through this day. I'm so tired. But it completely changed my entire day. I really thought I was going to walk through this day, you know, being so tired like a zombie. And I had, like I said, many clients and, you know, I like to be present for my clients. And so that's not ideal. And I did a lot of tapping, you know, in the morning. I had a lot of time because I was up so early. And I really took the time. It's not always so easy to take the time, but I really did. And I did probably a good 20 minutes to a half hour of tapping on how I was feeling and where I wanted to go today. And it completely changed the course of my day. I know it did because I'm not even remotely tired.
Wow.
And normally I would be. And so my point to this is that, you know, as anybody starts their day, you know, think about your day ahead. Think about what's coming. You know, are you just dreading going to work? Do you have a meeting that you don't want to go to? Do you have a deadline for something? Do you have, you know, one client that just really, you know, either makes you anxious or upset or, you know, triggers you in some way? Or, you know, maybe you're just tired, or maybe you just don't feel like going to work today. Or maybe you just have a big to-do list. Maybe you're not even going to work. You just have a lot to do, and or you have to make a phone call. You know, whatever it is, right? We all have our stuff that we deal with day to day. And just look at that and say, okay, how do I feel right now? You know, take a second, maybe just take a breath, whether you're in bed or the shower or you're sitting in your favorite chair, and see how you feel. You know, how am I feeling about this day? Well, I'm a little stressed about this, this, and this, or I'm feeling angry about this email I got yesterday, or whatever it is, and take a breath and just say, okay, you know, where do I feel this in my body? You know, I feel some tightness in my chest, or I feel it in my stomach. Okay, 0 to 10. What does that feel like? You know, is that a 10 or is it a 4, a 6? And then you can go ahead and start tapping on, you know, even though I'm concerned about this day, or even though I'm feeling stressed about this meeting, or, you know, I have some anxiety about this or this, I accept myself anyway. And then you sort of go through the tapping points. And, you know, as we did in this tapping sequence, we started with the negative. You know, as we say, it's like telling the truth. I call it a stream of consciousness, which is just sort of talking through the problem. We always have to start with that, talking through what the problem is, and then coming back to, you know, sort of making a shift and turning that around and saying, okay, how can I see this differently? And so when, you know, when I said, and you mentioned after, you know, I'm creating a space, you know, we're actually telling ourselves, okay, I'm going to create a space for something else, for a new thought to come in. Because we get so caught up in, and I actually just did a video on this yesterday on overthinking. We get so caught up in the story and in the overthinking and in the problem, and we just mill it over and over and over again. And so when we create a space, we're actually telling ourselves, you know what, I'm going to create a space for something else. You know, and then there's like an opportunity for, oh, well, here's a new idea. Or here's a different way that I can look at this. I didn't think about that. And you're the one giving yourself the suggestion. It's a beautiful thing to give ourselves space to create something else.
I when you said that you sometimes work like your, or today was like for 30 minutes, that surprises me. And it was something that I need to think on myself. And you find that it actually creates like this energy. You're getting more oxygenation into your cells by doing the EFT tapping.
Well, it's
does
changing
it work
the
that
energy.
Way?
Well, first of all, I want to make it clear, I don't do 30 minutes every day. I don't. I do tap
right.
every day, but sometimes it might be 3 or 5 minutes. This was an exception
okay.
because I really was like feeling sort of heavy. Is it oxygenation? It is. It's shifting the energy. Sure, oxygenation, that could be part of it. But there were different elements to things that were sort of coming up for me this morning. So it wasn't necessarily just that I was tired. I sort of had other things that were going on. And I have a daughter who's also trying to figure out where she's going to college. So that'll make any parent stressed.
yes.
So there was like some of that too. You know what I mean? So there was other things that were sort
yeah.
of coming in. But it, you know, you're addressing the problem. You're addressing the stressor. And the act of tapping, you know, tapping on these points, is it realigns the body's energy system. And whether it's tapping or a motion code or body code or any of the other things, you know, but tapping specifically is what we're talking about right here. And so it realigns the energy system. And so when your energy is realigned, because we know that negative emotions create a disturbance in our energy system, right? And so so knowing that, if there's some anger, there's some stress there, then your body, your energetic system is out of alignment. And, you
yeah.
know, and maybe some people might feel a pit in their stomach. Some people might feel neck pain. Some people might feel a tightness in their chest. You know, that's how it shows up. That's our body's language. That's the way our body's speaking to us. And so by doing the tapping and by realigning the energy system, well, suddenly, you know, those stressors, they're not there or they're not as strong as they were. You know, we don't wake up. I didn't wake up this morning thinking, oh, I can't wait to feel tired today. I can't wait to feel, you know, lethargic or pressure or anything like that. You know, we don't choose to feel those things. We don't choose to feel back pain or cancer or anything. But yet here it is, it shows up, right? And so we know that because we're not consciously seeking that out, there are subconscious patterns which are causing it. And so that's where the tapping comes in or the energy work comes in, because you're able to realign the energy system and then suddenly you feel better. That's the beauty of it, is that, you know, especially with something like tapping, it's a tool that we can use on ourselves, unless it's, you know, I highly recommend that. Obviously there are places that are harder for us to work on for ourselves, and then you have to reach out to somebody else. You know,
right.
I have my people that I go to, you probably have your people that you go to, right? I mean, we have people who help us out,
mm-hmm.
we help each other. And so, you know, it's amazing. I mean, it's amazing what this work can do. And, but yes, it's tapping, you can use it on yourself too. And so, you know, it can be a great way to start your day. I mean, I can't stress that enough. You know, I always start my day with it. Again, it's not always 30 minutes. That was sort of a stretch today. I don't always have 30 minutes, but I do make time to do it. 100% every day I make time to do it, again, whether usually in the shower, or I have sort of a meditative place in my home that that I'll sit and take a few minutes and do that, or I'll do some meditation or something, you know.
Yeah, excellent. Mm-hmm. It's a great reminder, and thank you, because I do love it. And I think we get, I know for myself, I get so overwhelmed of all the tools that we have, and I got to do this, and then, oh, yeah, but I need to raise my vibration. So it can be like, you know, just drive you crazy. So I do find it very, it's simple, it's effective. And, you know, I really do hope that we get at some point in our society that we can bring this into the schools, and, you know, it becomes such a common, and the day will come, you know, I think that will occur, but anyways, we do our best and teach our kids and grandkids and just to do these self-heal or self-healing tools like EFT. I think it's wonderful. So, Julie, thank you so much. I know that you have, I've mentioned here again, featured interviews and tapping-related videos, and I did see that one video that I think it was yesterday that you put up, and it has been viewed by millions of people. How cool is that? And that you do have your private practice to use meridian tapping to address physical and emotional challenges. So how can people get in touch with you?
They can go to my website at julieschiffman.com, JulieschiffmanN.com. That's a way to actually, you know, connect to my website. To reach me, they could go to, they can email me at julie@julieschiffman.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's exciting to have another tool that we can all use, and I think all of us can use it. So thank you for coming on, Julie. I really appreciate it, and I know I'm going to be incorporating this this little recording, this script into my morning. I do like the idea of just doing it when you're in the shower, before you, because I find when I get out of the shower, then my mind starts racing. I got to do this and that. It's a really good time to have for yourself, and it's nothing like that. You know, the it's very cleansing time. So I think that is a really good suggestion. So thank you for that.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. This was fun. I always love talking about what I do. So. And because you do the same sort of things, it's great to talk to someone else, a like-minded person. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll be having this recording sit on my website, which is whisperingenergetic.ca, whisperingenergetic.ca. And also links I'll be posting in various places. So we'll talk to you later, and we'll do this again some other time, Julie. That was fun.
Great. I look forward to it.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Bye.